From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In North Korea, a long-range missile continues to sit on its launch pad in the northeast corner of the country. It's been there for more than 2 weeks. North Korea has said nothing about what it intends to do with the missile, but its mere presence has sparked an intense international debate about how to respond. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Nothing is clear about the North Korean missile. It is not clear whether the North Koreans have put fuel in it. It is not clear how far this missile, known as the Taepodong 2, can fly. And it isn't clear what might be inside the nose cone. Today, President Bush said a launch would be provocative.
The North Koreans should notify the world of their intentions. What they have on top of that vehicle, and what are their intentions? We have not heard from the North Koreans, so I can't tell you what their intentions are.
There is a protocol that nations go through when they have missiles to test, and it requires notifying nations near a missile launch, making public the flight path, and informing other governments about what the missile might be carrying. The Bush administration has sought to play down the danger. A few days ago, Vice President Cheney all but dismissed any threat to the United States.
This is the first test of this particular Taepodong 2 missile. We believe it does have a third stage added to it now, but again, we don't know what the payload is. I think it's also fair to say that the North Korean missile capabilities are fairly rudimentary. I mean, they've been building Scuds and so forth over the years, but their test flights in the past haven't been notably successful.
North Korea has tested a long-range missile only once before, in 1998, and its third stage failed. At the time, North Korea called the missile a space launch vehicle, and a year later, a U.S. national intelligence estimate concluded it indeed was trying to put a satellite into space. That launch was over Japan, and it prompted a protest from Tokyo. This time around, Japan has put intense diplomatic pressure on North Korea not to launch. Today, Japanese officials said the U.S. has agreed to deploy advanced Patriot missiles to U.S. bases in Japan. They might be capable of countering a North Korean launch, but not this one. The Patriots are not expected to be in place before the end of this year. Tomoshiko Taniguchi, spokesman for the Japanese Foreign Ministry, called the situation very dangerous.
So far as this missile issue is concerned, there is a unified front formed jointly by the United States and Japan, and we are showing a powerful resolve to North Koreans and say to them that this is the kind of thing that you shouldn't do.
Last week, the Pentagon also activated the limited national missile defense system now under construction in Alaska and California, but experts question its ability to hit a North Korean rocket. A debate has also erupted over the possibility of a preemptive attack on the missile while it sits on its launch pad. Last week, former Defense Secretary William Perry and Ashton Carter, a former Assistant Defense Secretary, called for the U.S. to use cruise missiles to destroy it. Yesterday on CBS, Indiana Republican Richard Lugar, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, called that approach unwise.
It would not be advisable to strike North Korea to take out the missile. It would be advisable to bring about a much greater intensification of diplomacy, and this may involve direct talks between the United States and the North Koreans.
Nebraska Republican Senator Chuck Hagel on CNN was even more emphatic.
We are not anywhere close to talking about attacking North Korea. We should shut up and stop it. We need to talk directly with North Korea. The sooner we do that, the sooner we're going to get this resolved, just like the president's turned the corner on Iran.
In May, the Bush administration reversed many years of U.S. policy and announced it would sit down with Iran to talk about its nuclear program. North Korea has been demanding similar talks for years, but the Bush administration has insisted on negotiations solely within the context of the six-party talks, which include China, Russia, Japan, and South Korea. Over the past few days, North Korea's ambassador to the UN has publicly asked for talks with the U.S. about the missile, but the Bush administration has rejected that as blackmail. Mike Schuster, NPR News.